Just one quick halakha in the laws of ketubah. The minhag of the Sephardim is that at the time of the signing of a ketubah, which basically is the obligation that a husband makes to his wife, that certain monetary obligations and certain conditions that are written, each community according to their customs. But the minhag is to also swear. Now, normally we don't swear on any documents except for the ketubah. That is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer in Siman Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. Tov la'asot takana b'haramot v'niduim. It's good to make a takanot on these things with haramot and niduim, which means with shivuot. And it's brought down as well by Hakam Uvadya that one should keep this minhag. However, if let's say you have a ketubah and they're not going to make a shivuah, they must cross out the line, because it says vegam nishba shivuah hamura. Now, if he did not make shivuah hamura, you cannot sign because he didn't do it. So therefore that line has to be crossed out. However, again, everybody should follow the minhag that we've had from the time, some say, from Harambam, that the takana was at this specific document to show the severity of it, to make the shivu'ah. Secondly, it says in the ketubah that you need a kinyan. Verbal in Judaism does not make a binding kinyan. There has to be a kinyan. Something has to be done. An action has to be done. Even though you have a document, but the document has to be binding through an actual acquisition. Therefore, the halakha says, they make what's called kinyan sudar. The way the kinyan sudar works is, the rabbi takes a handkerchief and he places it on the table. And what happens? The chatan lifts it up. By lifting it up, he's accepting the conditions of the ketubah. Now, what happens is, he's transferring all his conditions to the rabbi. The rabbi is representing the kala. It's not proper for a kala to represent herself in a monetary acquisition with her husband. It's not sini'ut, it's not proper. So the rabbi serves as the agent of the kala. So he's buying the rights, so he gives the handkerchief, so he gives something, and it's a haripin, where he gives the handkerchief, and as a result, when he lifts it up, he transfers all the rights and obligations towards the rabbi that's standing on behalf of the bride to receive these obligations. Then, of course, after that is done, the two witnesses must see the actual kinyan. If, let's say, the witnesses were talking, or the witnesses were doing something else, and they didn't see the hatan lift up the handkerchief or the cloth. So how could they sign on a document that says Vekanena miyada hatan, and it says that there was a kinyan done? Even though some rabbis want to say that even if they didn't see the actual kinyan, if the hatan says I'm obligated, there's nothing stronger when the person himself admits that he's obligated. If I come along and tell somebody, I owe, in front of witnesses, I owe this person $1,000. The Gemara says, "Hoda'at ba'al din kema'a edim damit." There's nothing stronger than a person's admission. Your admission that you owe money is binding. If again, I go in front of two witnesses, I say, "Boys, I owe this fellow over $1,000. That fellow could hold me to that money now." Like, no, I was only joking. There's no such thing as joking. You said in front of two witnesses that you owe the money, you owe the money. Even though we know that he doesn't owe the money, doesn't matter. Once he says that he owes it in front of two witnesses, those words are binding. So the hatan tells the rabbi or tells the witnesses, sign. That means I'm obligating myself to all the conditions of the ketubah. So once he says, tells them to sign, so someone is saying that they can sign even if they didn't see the kinyan. Add to the fact that you have to assume that everything was done according to the halakha. There's rabbis there, there's witnesses there. They know what they're doing. Probably, in all probability, there was a kinyan done in the normal way. And therefore, in a situation where Ketubah was signed already, and then the witnesses come and say, hey, we didn't actually see the Kenyan. Yesh la'akel b'di'avad, we can be lenient in such a case that they don't have to write another Kenyan. But l'chatechila, why am I saying this? Because many times at a Ketubah ceremony, there's confusion with photographers and people, and there's two witnesses, but sometimes they get blocked because somebody is in front of them trying to take a picture or something like that, and they actually miss. It's only a moment where the Hatam picks up the handkerchief and puts it down again. It takes a second, so he could miss it. So therefore, it has to be placed in order that everybody's in the right place and sees what they're supposed to see. So when they're signing the document, there's no questions whatsoever.